AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Democrats in the House Oversight Committee released emails, including one Jeffrey Epstein wrote in 2011 that Donald Trump had spent hours at Epstein's house with the victim of sex trafficking, and in a separate message years later said Trump knew about the girls. It comes as Adelina Grijalva of Arizona is about to be sworn into the House after a long delay. She says it is intended by Republicans to prevent her signature on a petition to eventually trigger a vote to release files related to Jeffrey Epstein. This is Massachusetts Democrat Catherine Clark.
So they don't want to give Americans health care, and they don't want to find justice for the survivors and victims of Jeffrey Epstein. It is an amazingly arrogant and dangerous statement that they are making to the American people about their own security.
President Trump has denied any knowledge of Epstein's alleged crimes and has said he ended their relationship years ago. The White House is accusing Democrats of selectively leaking emails to create a fake narrative to smear the president. Speaker Mike Johnson is optimistic the House will pass a bill today to end the government shutdown.
I just want to apologize to any Americans who are out there who still have flight cancellations or delays today. I want to apologize to the many American families who were made to go hungry over the last several weeks, our troops.
The bill passed in the Senate does not guarantee what Democrats were holding out for, an extension of Obamacare health care tax benefits. A new AP North Center poll finds opinions of how President Trump is managing the federal government have dropped sharply since early in his second term. Pakistanis are burying their loved ones as authorities probe a suicide bombing outside an Islamabad district court. 12 people were killed. The World Health Organization says the number of people diagnosed with tuberculosis worldwide rose again last year, eclipsing 2023's record total. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are wavering near their all-time highs in mixed trading on Wall Street. The S&P 500 was little changed in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 385 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.3%. Advanced Micro Devices jumped 10%. AMD's chief executive said the chip company is expecting better than 35% growth over the next 3 to 5 years, thanks to growing momentum in artificial intelligence. Stocks at the center of the market's AI frenzy have been shaky recently. Investors are questioning whether the stocks can add much more to the huge gains they've already made. Seth Soutell, New York.
The next Mega Millions lottery drawing is Friday, and the jackpot has reached $965 million. In case you're wondering, the odds of winning the jackpot are 1 in 290,472,336. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.